This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report on Wednesday, the 26th of October. I'm Alex Ritson. Let's take a look at the US financial markets. Now, earlier I spoke to Doug McIntyre of financial news website 24/7 Wall Street. He told me what traders were talking about today.
Mostly the election. I think the closer we get to the election, and the more it appears that we think Clinton is the winner, the more stable the market is. And I think you're probably going to be sideways from now until Election Day.
What does the market want to happen there?
I think that most traders are afraid of Trump because he's an unknown. Clinton is, I think, for the most part, considered a known because her husband was president and she's held public office for a long time. And generally, I think traders like to be involved with things that are predictable. The higher the degree of probability that she'll end up leaving the United States, I think the better off we are as traders for the market to stay strong.
Okay. I think two stocks that were moving, though, Boeing, the aircraft maker, on the way up, but Apple on the way down.
Yes, Boeing, particularly on better margins on its Dreamliner planes, which are, you know, sort of its flagship now, better margined on that helped it shot up. The Apple thing is sort of odd. They outperformed, but now there are worries that they didn't make enough iPhones for Christmas. So they're sort of damned if they do and damned if they don't. So the worry traders have is, wow, you could sell tens of millions of phones, but what if you didn't build them?
And after the market closed, some interesting news in from Tesla.
Tesla made money. No one expected that at all. So the total skepticism about Tesla ever being a viable company, that at least it now has a chink in it, the fact that that would be the case.
Doug McIntyre from 24/7 Wall Street. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones up 0.2% by the close. It finished at 18,199. In London, the 100 share index down the best part of a percentage point at 69.58. On the New York currency markets, the pound a little stronger at $1.22.4. The euro up 0.2 cents at $1.09.1.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, art, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.